Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in. All right, Tina.
All right. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Great. So my win, I have had a couple people actually reach out to me about my business since updating my profile and content a little bit. So that's nice. And they actually were male and we are dominantly female, although the avatar can be either. That's just what we found. So I sell a travel business to build a team as a network marketer. And so my question is, and yes, I do have or can book travel, but maybe 10% of what I do, I'm booking, I'd rather build. So with that in mind, is there too much? Is it possible to have too much of travel post versus business post? Because I'm looking for business partners, not so much to book your travel, but it's a travel business. So obviously I have to talk about travel.
Yes. If you had to split your focus on LinkedIn, what percentage of it would you want to be focused on business partnerships versus travel? Like 90 to 10, 100%?
Probably, I would say 90, 10.
Okay. So then that informs your formula. And this is for all of you guys. If you've got a split on things that you're promoting, and it may be different offers, right? So like, for us, for instance, the LinkedIn method is one of our staples in our business that we spend a lot of time on. But once a year, because it's once a year that we do it, we do a focus around our elite, like high level mastermind, but it's just in November, right? That you're going to hear us even talk about it. And then we open it up, the seats are filled, we close it, and we're not going to talk about it again until next year. And that's makes good business sense because it's a small portion of the revenue in the business. We love running it, but we're not focused on it all year long, right? And so this can be the same formula on a month-to-month basis on things that you're marketing. You may have something you're putting 15% of your time towards, then market to it 15% of the time. Spend the other 85%, if my math is right, marketing the other thing, right? And so I agree with you. If you're going to be selling, if the end product is travel, then share a little bit about travel 10% of the time. You never know. You might land a client, right? But spend the other 90%. And this is one of the things we were talking about earlier this today. If you want people to join you in business, then you got to speak to the value of owning a small business, right? A lot of the 9-to-5ers on LinkedIn, even the ones who are fairly affluent and have a good paycheck, haven't really thought about the value of a small business and that, like, the tax benefits and the value of an additional revenue stream and the financial wall around uncertainty. And so, like, we were talking about this earlier today, this book, Tax-Free Wealth, have you read it?
I haven't, but I was on earlier too, so I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, like, teaching, just being an authority around the value of a small business and the tax implications is enough to make the average employee be like, why do I not have a small business, right? So, like, showing up as an authority in that space is huge. And the same with the other books we talked about this morning. It's like, how do you show up in a way that's an authority so that people begin to feel confident in coming to you as a plan B, as a diversified income stream, as an opportunity, as an investor? And that comes through credibility and showing up that you know your shit. Where people fail in this industry is they're just pitching people in the DMs, but they're not earning the respect in the feed. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a million-dollar business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinnall, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. And so where you stand out is talking about recurring revenue, talking about passive income, talking about leveraged income, talking about being business for yourself, but not by yourself, talking about low barrier to entry to getting started in a business. I can't tell you, I can say this out loud because they'll never see this, but I was scratching my head this weekend when I was listening to one of my cousins talk about investing in a franchise. This is a financial advisor, has a 9-to-5, and his wife has left her career to, they invested in a franchise that will cash flow maybe $5,000 to $6,000 a month. And I'm like, she just left a multiple six-figure career, and they're calling it a positive cash flow, but I'm like, she has to work in that coffee shop. She just took a huge pay cut, way more financial risk, and now she's got a job. Like, where did this make sense in anybody's mind? Of course, I wouldn't say that out loud to them, but I'm like, there's a lot of other ways to create some positive cash flow than investing like that, right? Knock on those of you guys who promote franchises. It can be a great thing if you're not the one running it, but she's going to be in the cafe, like running it. Like, and so my point is, and he's a financial advisor. So like, he understands investing money, you would think, but he still has a 9-to-5. And to him, that's great cash flow, right? And so the reason I share all of this with you guys, Lord, I hope he never comes and joins my master like program and here's talk about this, but where I'm going with this is you can educate these people on like how you can create true positive recurring revenue cash flow that's not so high risk. I mean, they're in a 5-year contract and a property that they've got to do work on. Like attorneys are involved. Like they've got to hire people. They could have started an online business with you. You know?
Right.
It's just a matter of, but you have to create the confidence by creating the value each week that people think of going to you instead of forking, like literally getting a, taking a lien on homes to invest in a franchise that's going to cash flow less than what they made in corporate America with more stress and more money on the line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks guys so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.